So, like I told you, after that kickoff, we had hoped that students would go back and research Flounder on their own. And they did, to some extent, but it was hard to do to think about having students looking at Flounder just sort of abstractly off the internet. And so we realized quickly that we needed to get these students around some experts, people who knew more about winter Flounder than they did, or that we did, even. And so we planned a day in early December. It was at Maine Maritime Academy. We had Sally Sherman from the DMR as a fisheries biologist come. She did a presentation. She presented the whole trawl survey and talked about Flounder with us. And then you see students right here actually using that trawl survey to map out where Flounder were in their area. So they're actually using charts and figuring out where those sites were on the trawl survey and how many fish were there, and getting excited. Some of the trawl survey sites had over 200 fish, 300 fish. One of them had like 1,200 fish caught in one 10-minute trawl. So that was pretty exciting to see where the fish actually were. And then we actually also connected with some folks out in North Carolina that I'll tell you about. And then the afternoon, Kevin Rousseau walked us through the special license process. And it was a lot of days. It was a lot in that day. It was pretty jam-packed, but you could see sort of shifting for students happening in that day as they were like being talked to by experts and thinking about how this actually would work for them and what information they needed. And it was kind of a cool, like, you know, every time we get together and do something as a group, sort of see these big shifts forward. So it was a great day. And then from there, we went to apply for our special license. And so here actually is a draft of it. So to apply for a special license in the DMR is it's a simple application to some extent, but the thinking that goes into it is not simple. What are we doing and why are we doing it? How are we doing this is a lot of work. And it was really a goal that every student would learn how to write this application before we were done. So we actually had every student write an application, all 42. And then each school had to take 43 applications or however many students in their school and turn that into one. And then we took those 7 applications and turned those into one. So it was quite a process. By the time we got through that, students who were presenting had seen the application quite a bit. So we had to really think a lot about what we were doing and get students to think about things at pretty high levels. So once we had our application done, we actually had to present it to the advisory council. And here's a bit of a video of the students actually presenting at that meeting. One of the advisory council members actually who was in here a few minutes ago, he actually just left, said it was the coolest thing that ever happened at the advisory council meeting, so I thought that was a pretty successful thing to hear. But the students had to answer real questions, and the stuff they were presenting was real. We didn't have a rubber stamp. If they went in there unprepared, they wouldn't have gotten the license. It was a real assessment in real life of if you do your work and you do it well and you do it right, you get where you want to get to. And it was really neat. It was a really neat day.